Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Lawmakers in Juneau are still tinkering with the state's oil tax credit system. Ranking members of both the Senate and House seem to agree that the state must dump a system that'll leave it owing nearly $700 million in cash payments to oil companies by year's end. But as Alaska Energy Desk's Rasha McChesney reports from Juneau, Senate Republicans have completely rewritten a House reform bill.
So far this session, lawmakers in the majority parties in both the House and the Senate seem to agree that the state's oil tax credit system needs to change. But what will change is unclear. A Democrat-led House bill that kicked off this year's fight over oil tax credits passed into the Senate last month, and the Republican-led Senate has crafted a version that looks a lot different.
I would say the Senate bill is unrecognizable from the House bill.
That's Anchorage Democrat Garen Tarr. Her House Resources Committee led the charge to push an oil tax credit reform bill through this session. And when it passed, primarily along caucus lines in the House, it was designed to cut oil tax credits, a key part of her caucus's plan to balance the state's budget. The House's bill cut credits that went to legacy fields like Prudhoe Bay. It doesn't allow companies to dip below the state's 4% minimum tax, and it axed a credit that companies could trade to the state for millions in cash payments. Industry is calling it a significant tax increase, and that bill landed with a thud in the Republican-led Senate that has agreed that some reform needs to happen, but seems largely uninterested in substantively hiking taxes on the industry. And there, lawmakers have crafted a bill that narrows the focus. Kathy Giesel's Senate Resources Committee wrote the Senate bill.
Primary issue is the cashable credits simply have to be repealed. We can't afford them.
Under the cash credit program, the state owes companies about $700 million in unpaid credits now, and that could balloon up to $1 billion by next year. Giesel says the Senate version of the bill also hardens the state's minimum tax, but it allows companies producing new oil to take credits that would dip them below that minimum. The Senate version of the bill will have to go back to the House for a concurrence vote, and it will likely run into opposition there. From Alaska's Energy Desk in Juneau, I'm Rasha McChesney.
The U.S. State Department has confirmed that Secretary of State Rex Tillerson will be in Fairbanks May 10th and 11th to attend an Arctic Council ministerial meeting. A State Department press release says Tillerson will officially pass the two-year rotating chairmanship of the Arctic Council to Finland. It says he'll also host a celebration of the 20th anniversary of the Arctic Council and meet with his counterparts and the Council's Indigenous Peoples representatives. The Fairbanks North Star Borough School District is looking forward to results of a survey on its personalized learning initiative. Meeting last night, the school board received an update on the program aimed at tailoring education to each student. KUAC's Robert Hannon reports.
The Fairbanks School District is rolling out the personalized learning program in phases. This year, elementary schools were introduced to the program that uses computers and other technology to personalize lessons so a student moves through them at his or her own pace. School officials hope the end results are students who show better attendance, are more attentive, and perform better academically. The firm Education Elements is aiding the transition, and Scott Johns with the company briefed the school board Tuesday night. He says the project is in the design phase and one goal has been drawing up a vision statement.
Or a why personalized learning statement for Fairbanks to identify why this is important for you.
Both Johns and Superintendent Karen Gaborik say personalized learning is being welcomed by teachers. Following the briefing, school board members posed questions. Mike O'Brien had several.
And as we move along this timeline, you know, just to be blunt, when will we see results and how will we see them?
Johns replied progress will be measured by various ways. A survey issued to teachers should be in within the next few weeks providing information. More long-term data will come from academic testing. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.
The Tananaw Chiefs Conference is expressing support for a state income or other progressive tax. Alaska Public Media and KTOO report that TCC General Counsel Natasha Singh told the House Finance Committee yesterday that Alaska Natives would contribute to a tax.
We often hear that we want an income tax because we wouldn't pay for it. That's simply not the case. We want an income tax because that's what's best for Alaska. We are part of this state, and we contribute far more to the economy than we are credited for in discussions about fiscal policy.
Singh says TCC would support drawing money from the permanent fund if it's part of a balanced solution.
Restructure and a dividend cap are reasonable steps that this state probably must take. But we urge you to consider the ethical and moral obligation we all have to one another to balance those elements with a progressive revenue measure to avoid disproportionately impacting one Alaskan over another.
The House committee also heard from other nonprofit leaders who support the legislature passing bills that would balance the state's budget. Valdez voters have defeated a local ballot proposition to ban commercial marijuana in the city. Ballot Proposition 1, which would have forbid the sale and cultivation of marijuana within city limits, failed 835 to 268 in Tuesday's municipal election. I'm Dan Bross.